الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Virtues of Islamic knowledge. Dua of Attar. O Lord of Mustafa, whoever reads or listens to the 20-page booklet, Virtues of Islamic Knowledge, grant them the honor of seeking Islamic knowledge and acting upon it sincerely for your pleasure, and forgive them without accountability. Ameen bi jahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, as long as a Muslim recites salat upon me, angels continue to send mercy upon him. So it is up to the person if he recites less or more. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. How the throne of Bilqis was transported. The royal throne of Queen Bilqis was 80 yards long and 40 yards wide. It was decorated with gold, silver, jewels, pearls, and a host of other precious items. When the Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam turned away Bilqis, message bearer, and the gifts she had sent, he then sent her a letter in which he instructed her to become Muslim and visit him. A wish then developed in the heart of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. Before Bilqis arrived in his court, he wanted her throne to be present beforehand. He intended to show her this as a miracle so that the truthfulness of his prophethood may become apparent to her, because a miracle serves as proof of a prophet's veracity. Quranic exegetes shed further light on this. They explain how Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam desired to change the appearance of the throne before Bilqis arrived and test her intellect as to whether she would be able to recognize it. He then addressed his courtiers as mentioned in the Quran. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِي بِعَرْشِهَا قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ قَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَقُومَ مِنْ مَقَامِكَ وَإِنِّي عَلَيْهِ لَقَوِيٌّ أَمِينٌ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Said Sulaiman, O members of my chamber, which one of you can bring me her throne before they come in my respected court? Submitting. An extremely evil jinn said, I will present that throne in your respected court before your highness terminates this assembly, and I am indeed powerful and trustworthy upon it. Hearing what the jinn had to say, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam replied, I desire for the throne to be here even quicker than this. This statement was heard by his minister, Sayyiduna Asif bin Barqiyya rahmatullahi alayh, who had knowledge of the Ism al-Azam and was a saint who demonstrated miracles. The Quran describes how he then submitted a request in the court of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, as mentioned in verse 40 of Surah Al-Naml. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Qala alladhi 'indahu 'ilmun min al-kitabi ana atika bihi qabla an yartadda ilayka tarfuk. Translation from Kanzul Iman. He who had knowledge of the book submitted, I will present it in your majesty's court before the blink of an eye. Sayyiduna Asif bin Barqiyya rahmatullahi alayh utilized his spiritual power to bring the throne of Bilqis from Sheba in Yemen to Bayt al-Muqaddas in Jerusalem. The throne itself was transported underground and appeared next to the seat of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam instantly. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bi jahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, the way this incident describes a saintly miracle performed by Sayyiduna Asif bin Barqiya rahmatullahi alayhi, the Quran also highlights knowledge as being the distinguished factor of his excellence. Acquiring Islamic knowledge is one of the most superior acts of worship, as evidenced by the following statement of Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayh. He was asked, "Who is truly human?" In response, he said, "The scholars." "Who is a king?" he was further asked. "The righteous," he replied. Finally, he was then asked, "Who are lowly people?" To which he responded, "Those who amass the world in place of religion." Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayh explains this statement. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayh did not consider a non-scholar to be truly human, as knowledge is the distinguishing merit which differentiates humankind from other creatures. Humans attain the very essence of humanity through this merit, which grants them honor. Physical strength does not make one human, as even camels are greater in strength, nor does physical size, as elephants are a great deal larger than humans. In the same vein, bravery does not make one human, as predatory animals are much braver. Consuming more also does not necessitate this, as the stomach of bulls are bigger than any stomach of a human. On the contrary, humans were made exclusively for knowledge. Allah says in verse 43 of Surah Al-Ankabut, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And we illustrate these examples for the people, and no one understands them except the people of knowledge. A pillar of faith. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "No worship of Allah has ever been performed which is greater than acquiring an understanding of religion." And one jurist, a scholar, is weightier upon Satan than 1,000 worshippers. Everything has a pillar, and the pillar of this religion is fiqh. In another hadith, it states, two traits are such that cannot be found in a hypocrite: good manners and understanding of religion. A prerequisite to being an Islamic scholar. Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayh elaborates on the wording of this hadith by saying, the meaning of fiqh in this hadith is not what you consider it to be. The minimum rank of a jurist requires that he has complete certainty that the hereafter is greater than this world. If his recognition of this matter is genuine, he shall become pure from hypocrisy and ostentation. The will of Luqman the wise. Narrations describe how Sayyiduna Luqman rahmatullahi alayh issued a will to his son. In it he said, "Son, remain in the company of scholars, as Allah enlivens the hearts with the light of wisdom, as he enlivens earth with continuous rain." What the heart is nourished by. The ascetic Fath Mosali rahmatullahi alayh once asked people, Will a patient not die if they are stopped from eating, drinking, and taking medicine? Why wouldn't they? Of course, they replied. He then explained, the same matter applies to the heart. It will die if kept away from knowledge and wisdom for more than 3 days. Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayh said regarding this, Fat Mosali rahmatullahi alayh spoke the complete truth. The same way in which food is the nourishment of the body, knowledge and wisdom are the nourishment of the heart. Through this, a person remains alive. Whoever does not possess knowledge has an ailing heart which will surely die. Yet, they are unaware of this fact. This is because love of the world and remaining engaged in it removes this realization. Similar to how one does not notice the pain of a wound when overcome with fear, despite the pain being present. When death then removes the weight of this world from them, they realize their destruction and fall into regret. But this is of no benefit at that stage. This is similar to how an intoxicated individual who is afflicted with wounds whilst drunk and fearful only realizes this once he is no longer in this state. We seek refuge in Allah from the day in which all will be revealed. People are indeed asleep and death will open their eyes. The attire of modesty. In verse 26 of Surah Al-A'raf, Allah declares, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya bani Adam qad anzalna alaykum libasan yuwari. لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا ولباس التقوى ذلك خير. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O descendants of Adam, undoubtedly we have sent down to you a garment that may conceal your parts of shame, and another for your adornment, the garment of piety, faith and good character, that is the best. Regarding this verse, one opinion is that libasan refers to knowledge, rishan means certainty, and libasut taqwa denotes modesty. As narrated from Sayyiduna Wahab bin Munabbih al-Yamani rahmatullahi alayh, faith is unclothed, its clothing is righteousness, whereas its adornment is modesty. And knowledge is its fruit. I do not have time to meet the city's ruler. A great Tabi'i saint, Salim bin Abu Jad rahmatullahi alayh, explains, my master bought me for 300 dirhams and then freed me. I then contemplated what profession I should go into until I eventually engrossed myself in seeking Islamic knowledge. Not even a year had passed when the city's ruler came to meet me, but I did not give him permission and declined to meet him entirely. In a statement related to this subject, Abu Aswad rahmatullahi alayh said, there is nothing more esteemed than knowledge. Kings rule over people, while scholars rule over kings. The literal and terminological definition of fadila. Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayh explains, the term fadila, i.e. excellence, is taken from fadl. The latter means to increase. When two things are initially equal to one another, but one becomes distinguished due to an increase of any kind, it is said to have become afdal, i.e. greater, to the other, and attained fadila over it. This increase is a matter of excellence for whatever it is found in. This is similar to how it is said, horses have fadila over donkeys, although both are able to carry the same weight. Horses are greater in their ability to attack, run, and assail, as well as their physical beauty. If the donkey was specified to carry more belongings, it still cannot be said to have taken fadila over the horse. The increase it is subject to is simply in physical load. This is a shortcoming and unremarkable in reality, as animals are utilized for their qualities as opposed to simply their physicality. Knowledge itself maintains absolute fadila without having to be extended or attributed to anything else. This is because it is a perfect attribute of Allah, as well as being that which the noble prophets and angels alayhimus salam were honored with. Why we seek what we seek. Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi states, ensure to remember that all fine things ardently sought after can be divided into three categories. First is something whose attainment has another reason behind it, such as money, which in reality is a useless piece of paper. The stomach is not sated by eating it, nor is thirst quenched. If Allah did not make it easy for us to fulfill our requirements by utilizing it, money and waste paper would both be of the same value. Sayyiduna Wahab bin Munabbi rahmatullahi alayh was once asked regarding money and explained in reply, "For mankind's subsistence, these are the stamp of Allah upon the earth. They cannot be eaten or drunk, and your needs will be fulfilled wherever you take them." The Imam continues, "Second is anything which is sought in and of itself, such as success in the hereafter and the delight of beholding Allah. These are the highest and greatest of all bounties granted by Allah. The third and final thing is anything which is initially sought in and of itself, but in pursuit of it, something else is acquired along the way. For instance, man desires for his body to remain well, because if he were to injure his foot even, not only will he experience pain, but this will also negatively impact other necessary works in his life. Hence, he strives to keep his body well and free from harm." Let us now analyze knowledge from this perspective. Intrinsically, knowledge is gratifying and falls into the second category, which is superior to the first. It is a means of attaining success in the hereafter and can draw an individual close to Allah. Without it, gaining this proximity is not possible. The highest rank afforded to man is everlasting felicity and prosperity. The means to attain this is superior to all other things. This highest rank is not attained without knowledge and deeds. If one does not even have knowledge of how to perform deeds, they will not be carried out. We learn that knowledge is the real honor of the world and hereafter. For this very reason, it is superior to everything else. In a narration, a relative to this discussion, it is stated that the greatest action of your religion is that which is easiest, and learning the religion is the greatest of all acts of worship, better than wealth. The fourth caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu, once said to Sayyiduna Kumail bin Ziyad Nakhi rahmatullahi alayh, "O Kumail, knowledge is better than wealth. as knowledge protects you whilst you must protect wealth. Knowledge is a ruler and wealth is ruled over. When wealth is spent, it decreases. When knowledge is spent, it increases. Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu further said, a scholar is greater than a warrior who spends his entire night in worship and entire day fasting. When a scholar dies, a gap appears in Islam which cannot be filled by anyone other than the scholar's deputy. On one occasion, he recited certain couplets of poetry which contain the following: gain success through knowledge, you will attain everlasting life. The people die while scholars remain alive. Difficulties will be alleviated. Sayyiduna Zubair bin Abu Bakr rahmatullahi alayhi explains, I was in Iraq when my father sent me a message saying, make the seeking of knowledge obligatory upon yourself. If you become poor, it, i.e. knowledge, will be your wealth. If you become rich, it will be your beauty. One narration in this regard is as follows. Allah will ease the difficulties of whoever acquires Islamic knowledge and grant them sustenance from where they would have never thought. When a scholar passes away, as mentioned in a hadith, a scholar is the trustee of Allah upon the earth. In another narration, it states, the demise of an entire tribe is easier than the death of a single scholar. A wise man once said, when a scholar dies, fish in the sea and birds in the air begin to cry. The scholar's face may no longer be visible, but memories of him remain. How knowledge benefits you in the hereafter. Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi articulates, another reason for the excellence of knowledge is due to the fact that the greater the effect of something, the more virtuous it is. And as you are aware, the benefit that knowledge provides in the hereafter is closeness to Allah. Also, the worldly benefits of Islamic knowledge are increments in honor and esteem and the natural inclination to respect such a person. This is the unconditional virtue of knowledge. Its branches encompass a wide spectrum. As knowledge is from the matters holding excellence, acquiring it is to pursue the most excellent of affairs, whilst teaching it is to convey benefit of the greatest matter. For hadith of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam discussing scholars. Number 1. How commendable is the scholar of Islam. He conveys benefit if the need arises and keeps himself independent if ignored. Number 2. There are 100 ranks between a scholar and a worshipper. The distance between every two ranks is that covered by a fine trained horse running for 70 years. Number 3. A believing scholar possesses 70 ranks of excellence over a believing worshipper. Number 4. It was asked, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what is the greatest deed? Al-ilmu billah, he explained in reply. O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he was then asked, what do you consider knowledge to be? Knowledge regarding the being of Allah, to have cognizance and recognition of Allah. It was further asked, our question was related to physical actions, yet you replied by mentioning knowledge instead. He answered, if you have knowledge regarding the being of Allah, even a small amount of action will then cause benefit. If you do not have this, then even a great number of actions will be empty of benefit. The meaning of goodness in this world and the hereafter. In commentary of the divine statement, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, the renowned Tabi'i Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi said, in regard to this world, hasana means knowledge and worship. In regard to the hereafter, it means paradise. Statements of pious predecessors regarding the excellence of Islamic knowledge. Number one, the second caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu anhu said, O people, it is mandatory for you to acquire knowledge. Indeed, Allah has a cloth of love, and whoever learns a chapter of knowledge will be wrapped in it by Allah. Number two, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said, learn knowledge before it is lifted, and the lifting of knowledge refers to scholars passing away. I take oath by He who has power over my soul, when those martyred in the way of Allah see the rank of scholars, they will wish to have passed away as a scholar. Nobody is born a scholar. Knowledge comes from learning. Number three, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma said, revising knowledge for some time at night is more beloved to me than spending the entire night in worship. The same has also been reported from Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi. Number four, explaining the eminence of Islamic scholars, Sayyiduna Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi said, the ink of scholars shall be weighed against the blood of martyrs, and their ink shall outweigh the blood of martyrs. Number five, Sayyiduna Ahnaf rahmatullahi alayhi remarked, scholars shall soon become rulers, and every form of honor that is not fortified by knowledge shall lead to disgrace. Number six, the renowned Imam Al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi said, the greatness of knowledge can be gauged from the fact whomsoever it is attributed to becomes happy, even if regarding a small matter, and whomsoever it is removed from becomes sorrowful. Number seven, a scholar once remarked, if only I came to know what was given to the one who did not receive knowledge, and what was not given to the one who did not receive knowledge. Number eight, a wise person was asked about what things should be collected. He replied, those things which will swim with you when your boats sink, meaning knowledge. Some have said regarding this, the perishing of one's body via death is what is meant by the sinking or submerging of one's boat. Number nine, it has been said that he who takes wisdom as his reign will have people make him their imam, and whoever comprehends wisdom will be looked at with honor by people. The excellence of learning and teaching. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once left his blessed chambers and entered the masjid. He found two gatherings. One was reciting the Quran and supplicating to Allah, whilst the other learning and teaching. He then explained, both are upon good. These people are reciting the Quran and supplicating to Allah. If Allah wills, He may give it to them or withhold from them. These other people are busy learning and teaching, and without doubt, I was sent as a teacher. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then start with them in the gathering of knowledge. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد.